You can handle the truth. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
During the top of the hour break, I ran outside to give our family a hand with some farm work. And I started to leave, and my son said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Back on the radio." And he said, "Bye." I thought he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm going back on the radio." "Why?" I said, "That's what I want to know. Why?" So here we are. Rich Eben's with us, and we've been talking about self-importance. And Rich, you were mentioning your response to some of my comments about self-importance.
Yeah, I got cut off with the music when I'm on speakerphone. I apologize. Sometimes I can't hear the music, but you know, to talk about all these groups that you were talking about earlier, the biggest issue with me is, you know, somebody has sex and they do it behind closed doors. They don't tell other people about it. It's their business, because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors in different people's families. You know, we don't know if maybe their partner let themselves go. Maybe their partner says no to sex too much. Maybe, you know, and I'll tell you another thing. If you start judging someone based on what victim group status they come from and you give them a pass, I guarantee you, go to the other person and talk to them, and you'll get a 180-degree different story. So that being said, what has happened in America is that they're dividing us by groups, and what they're using is they're dubbing people to feel entitled to play the victim group status card or the protectionist group status card. And it affects, when you look at the duration of employment, you look at the attrition rate, you can look at colleges, you can look at corporations and jobs, you can look at marriages. The person with the highest amount of victim group status or protectionist group status not only is most often the quitter, but they get a profit from quitting. And this victim group status, it lessens the consequences for their behavior. So it's just like an analogy I used a few days ago. You can't, when people can't perform, or they underperform at a job like a government worker, and they basically have certain protections and they have less consequences for their behavior. It's the same thing with crimes. When a crime occurs, the powers that be control the police, they control the judges, they control the lawyers, they control the politicians. Basically, they've bought and paid for everything to the highest bidder. And before, they need to wait for the information to get out to the public before they tell who's the perp or who's the victim. Because they got to hold out and see what group they come in. It's kind of like with the Zimmerman-Martin case. You know, this white guy, white male. Well, it turned out he was Hispanic. So because of the paleness of his skin, they started calling him a white Hispanic. So it's all ridiculous. It's all holding narrative. It's all victim group status. But the main consequences to the American people, especially in regards to getting and keeping a job, is lowering the bars of standards and expectations based on what your victim group status is. And it affects America as a whole. And I've said this till I'm blue in the face. You never, ever empower a group or an individual or a nation by lowering the bars and standards and expectations for a job. This is manufacturing insults, degrades people, and it disrespects people. So, in other words, the bottom line is it makes people submissive and breaks their will because they feel like they can't do anything because they get called all these names like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, etc. So we've destroyed America from within. of diminishing returns, and we're accepting it. So people need to look at what is happening to our people, to our country, because of this entitlement of playing the victim group status card. It affects duration of employment, attrition, gives the wrong people jobs based on what group they're in, instead of hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification. No consequences for underperforming. No consequences for crime. The statistics go out to the people that are totally incorrect and flawed just to hold the narrative. This is why we have to speak up. So when you say, Vince, you thought your son said why, I can tell you why. We're trying to hold, it's not a left-right paradigm, because I'll tell you right now, most people on the right, most people who are libertarian or even Republican, have way more tolerance, are way more liberal, are way more for freedom, liberty, and controlling one's own destiny than the people on the left, who are total, absolutely totalitarian, authoritarian. I've given countless examples on how the left wants to control the media, how the left doesn't want due process. You know, there's an article out there right now this morning about Cory Booker wanting to take away the guns of the people. Well, keep in mind, remember, every female should be believed unless she's raped by Bill Clinton, beaten by Keith Ellison, or groped by Cory Booker? How do you know if these people who are pushing this narrative and agenda aren't so blackmailed that they're selling out the American people? This is why these are just some examples of why we do these shows. Because we're American, and we have the guts to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked for blowing smoke up the listener's butt. Vince?
Yeah. Let's talk about Remington Arms. That's a tragedy, isn't it? Remington Arms, founded 1816, 203 years ago. Remington Arms. Want to talk about that?
Sure. You want me to give you my summary?
Yeah, please do. Clash, you're not going to believe this. So we're talking about one of the foremost arms manufacturers in the world. We're talking about the Remington 700. We're talking about Remington's was a first-class, top-shelf, top-tier gun manufacturer. No question about it. Was. And it's been taken apart, taken down, by a bunch of accountant types, financiers. Seriously, you're not going to believe this story. Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it from a different perspective. Before I even start about summarizing what has happened, basically, I want to say that the Second Amendment, folks, isn't for hunters. It's to protect from tyrannical governments. And we have a much worse situation right now because Trump inherited such a fascist, anti-we the people system. Basically, where big government and big corporations have created an alliance, especially big tech, to keep the status quo. So just imagine what it really boils down to is the Democrats are telling American soldiers to rip off their American flag patch on their shoulders and to be proponents of open borders, to be proponents of no rule of law, especially for the little guy, to be proponents of no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, to be proponents of whatever the globalist rules, laws, and accountability say, but they won't do what they say we should do. So as they make their own reality and living simulation of Twilight Zone episodes, it's up to us to basically shine light on what has happened. And Remington, I'm going to take, because I've read so many stories about corporations leaving their core business model. And some of these phrases that were in the article will probably be familiar because we've used this. And I'm going to go off into a few different tangents here that are going to be very relevant to the context of this article. And when basically Remington went bankrupt, and their holding company, Cerberus, they apparently bought them, you're a pensioner and you're just signed up to somebody managing your fund, you never know what you're getting. Even if they tell you, most of the people don't even know 99% of it because they don't do their homework. So they mentioned credit default swaps. Basically what that is, folks, is a derivative. And I haven't talked about derivatives in probably over a year. But generically speaking, it's like bundling behind the scenes. You know, you bundle this together, and it could be dozens of names. Credit default swaps is just one name of derivative. And basically, it's a contract between two parties whose value is determined by changes in the value of an asset. And it could be bonds, could be equities, commodities, real estate, currencies. It doesn't matter. It's in a sense, basically, it's a side bet. It's betting on anything and everything in the casino without free drinks. So you're so-called selling insurance protection hundreds of times to different people. Now, the derivatives market, some people say, and I've read so many different opinions, is that it's valued, and I use the term value in quotes because it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. That's 26 times our global GDP. So if that one domino falls, never mind Deutsche Bank, never mind we lose world reserve currency status, never mind if we go to SDRs monitored by the IMF or the Bank of International Settlements or some other corrupt organization. Who knows what gold and silver or cryptos are going to do? There's so many things that could start the first domino fall. And that could create bail-ins and bank confiscations as well. So whenever you hear these words, hidden debt transfers, secondary companies buying them, interest payments required in cash, credit default swaps, or any of the dozens of names of derivatives, it's kind of like MSG when we talk about health. MSG has dozens of names to basically hide the poison from the people. We'll be back after the break, folks, and I'll go back into this.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richie and I are talking about Remington. This is about as sad as it gets, class. Remington being taken down, literally being taken down. Rich, please continue.
Yeah, well, this is happening all over America with a lot of companies and a lot of industries. We have to remember that debt levels are rising faster than earned income. Just think about that last sentence. Think about that. Basically, personal consumption or spending is beyond income growth. That's why we need to get rid of this GDP buying happiness metaphor, because it doesn't. The only thing that buys happiness for the little guy is being out of debt and having a little bit of savings. And corporate debt to GDP is higher than the 08 financial crisis / subprime housing, and higher than the dot-com crisis, and higher than the savings and loan crisis. So that's why businesses are leaving the core business models and doing creative accounting. You know, one of the things in this article was mentioned, leverage buyouts. So basically, investing, refinancing, all these words are basically being redefined from a creative accounting perspective. And what it really means is layoffs for the little guys, stock buybacks for executives. And it's basically, the whole mantra of this scenario with Remington is that short-term thinking is only benefiting the executives and the people who have their fingers in the pie, and everybody else gets laid off. Now, I talked about stock buybacks. I haven't talked about that in probably a year. I want to go into a little detail and specificity about stock buybacks and why I feel they should be illegal. And they were at one point, and this is all part of the creative accounting to pull the wool over the public's eyes. Well, when you look at the last few years, corporations, basically, they've issued over $1 trillion of new debt. But they don't put it into expansion, new products or services or people/employees. They do it to boost earnings per share. Now, the benefits of earnings per share you know, AKA stock buybacks, which usually they go into debt for. And some people say they can justify that because they're saying, well, interest rates are close to an all-time low. You know, we can afford to take the risk. But they're not paying off their debt. They're getting deeper and deeper in debt. And so the people who are buying corporate bonds from these so-called zombie companies that are basically going through cash like drunken sailors in a bar, they're not, the people who are buying these bonds, buying their debt, are never going to get paid back. It's just not going to happen. Now, the worst-case scenario, if they do that, the so-called Fed, the Treasury, the powers that be, I don't care who you call them, what you call them, if they inflate our dollar, it's over for so many Americans. So many people say, well, it's going to be like the 70s, where our houses went up dramatically with inflation. Yeah, but we didn't have the work ethic, the opportunity, the backing of the end of the Industrial Revolution to create the new jobs and expansion that we have. Keep in mind, the powers that be, the globalist, has been sending our jobs by design overseas and outsourcing our people for decades. And I've talked about this forever on how they're using victim group status and protectionist group status and the like to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This is all by design. So the share buybacks with these companies when they go into new debt, and they sell bonds that are pretty much worthless, the earnings per share goes up. So there's less outstanding shares out there. Now, who gets the dividends? Who owns stocks in general? Basically the top 10% of Americans at best. So the wealthiest people in the world get benefits through printing of money, through quantitative easing, which is basically liquidity for the banks and Wall Street and big corporations because they're too big to fail and too big to jail. So as to the dividends, the executives get more cash, especially when they cash in their stock options. And then, of course, there's mergers and acquisitions, which basically means consolidation to be replaced with the people replaced with robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. And that's part of the technocracy that we always talk about. So this scenario with Remington is not much different than what has happened with other countries and will continue to happen with other companies, pardon me, other companies throughout our country. So we have to be aware of the terminology when you read this. Credit default swaps, debt transfers, leverage buyout.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying it's time to move on after the nearly two-year investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Opening the Senate today, McConnell calling for an end to what he calls a Groundhog Day spectacle, saying it's time to stop endlessly relitigating the results of the 2016 presidential election. Democrats in the U.S. House still want the special counsel himself, Mueller, to appear and testify on his report. Before McConnell spoke about it this morning, White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said the president's against Mueller appearing.
He said he should not testify, and his point is very simple. Bob Mueller's report and investigation is definitive and conclusive, and as Mitch McConnell is going to say, our majority leader in the House and the Senate is going to say later today, closed.
She was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Offgridmontana.com. Rich Sheban mentioned creative accounting. Class, creative accounting is intentional lying. It's misrepresentation of the facts. And there have been accounting scandals that arise from misrepresenting financial statements, manipulation of financial statements, intentional manipulation. By whom? By trusted executives of corporations. But it's not just limited to corporations. It includes government corporations. It is misrepresentation of financial information designed to mislead investors and shareholders. There was a company called Enron, E-N-R-O-N, and they were highlighted by a 60 Minutes story I saw many, many years ago. It's like, these guys really know how to do a great job. Well, Enron was probably one of the, I guess it was the largest American bankruptcy, the largest. It was a $74 billion loss. And what happened They manipulated the books. They manipulated the books. That is what Rich Sheehan is talking about when he says creative accounting. It is lying. It's lying. And I think that we should find these people who have stolen from us, who have destroyed pension funds through creative accounting, which is a euphemism for lying. I think they should be rounded up, brought to court, tried, and if found guilty, receive a serious punishment. They should lose all their assets. Their family should be wiped clean. All the assets of them and their family should be taken and distributed back to those who have lost money based on the lies and the deception of these creative accounting schemes.
Well, Vince, it's the same thing with the whole FAFSA system, and not just corporations, but big government. Here's an article right here, $1 billion binge buying is no way to budget. Now, for those of you who have high blood pressure, basically, you might want to turn down your volume here, because it basically mentions how these government workers, that they didn't want to lose their budget for next year, so they had to spend a ton of money. I'm just going to mention some of the things that they did last-minute purchases. $4.6 million for lobster tail and crab. $2.1 million on games, toys, and wheeled goods. $1.2 million for sponsorship of professional bull riding. I'm not making this up. I'm reading it. It's on realclearpolitics.com. Almost 9,000 on beer and booze, $201 million on advertising, $53 billion plus on China tableware, $40,000 plus on clocks, $25,000 for candy, $18,000 for 5 tons of tater tots, 10 tons of dry pinto beans, and 5 tons of dry pasta, almost $12,000 on commercial foosball table, over $9,000 on a Wexford leather club chair. And while some of these items might be justifiable, this is the last statement here, which I don't even agree with those few words. The manner in which many were purchased is not. So they're incentivizing these agencies to rush to spend as quickly as possible. So they can get more money and waste it on unnecessary goods and services instead of securing the best deals for the taxpayers. You see, it's all frivolous. It's all reckless. The whole system is rigged. It's corrupt. It's beyond repair. It's FUBAR. So we need to be aware of this, folks, and this is why we always say that the silent majority needs to stand up and speak up. But we have to have our ammunition. We have to read up and research up, whether it be political correctness, whether it be government workers spending this kind of taxpayer monies on this type of frivolous crap. I mean, a lobster tail and tons of tater tots? Come on, folks. You know, the government at every level has been corrupted. And it's so funny how they talk about Social Security and Medicare as an entitlement payment when Bill Clinton stole $2 trillion when he was in office from Social Security and replaced it with IOUs. And you heard that correctly. So when you put into the kitty, you get to take out of the kitty. But it's gotten to the point where the system is so corrupt, all they are caring about is feathering their own nests and not about the people, including the people who pay for all this. Vince?
In Virginia, when I lived there, there would be planes, military jets would be flying overhead like all the time. All the time during a certain season. And those military flights we referred to, and it wasn't from us, we didn't originate this term, it came from the military. They're called oil burner runs. Oil burner runs. Because jet fuel is like kerosene. It's oil. And what would happen toward the end of the fiscal year? The military would have to, in their minds, either use it or lose it. So what they would do is they would burn up all this fuel, just eating up the oxygen in the air, just drilling holes through the oxygen in the air, burning it. Because if they didn't waste that oil, they wouldn't get so much next year, in the next year's budget. Can you imagine that? Your military is absolutely wasting precious, non-reproducible assets, like fuel oil. Once you burn it, it's gone. Gone. It's not coming back. So, how do you feel about that? Does that frost you? But it's not just the military. It's all aspects of government. Use it or lose it. Because what they do is they base their budget on, well, how much did we spend last year? Okay, and what is the inflation rate? Oh, it's only 2%. So, if we got $100 million last year, well, just because of inflation, just to keep up with inflation, we'll have to have 102 this year. That's how it works. And it should never be like that. It should be zero-based budgeting. Because that's how our family works. We look at, okay, what does it actually take to do it? What does it take? Not how much did we spend last year. What does it take now? We start at the bottom, zero, and we build up to what it's going to take. By the way, if that were the case, we would budget more and more and more for our electric bill. Our electric bill was running $300+ a month. We got our last electric bill. And they charge us $27 to have the meter and 10 cents per kilowatt hour. Last month, our electric bill was $27. Why? Because they charge us 10 cents per kilowatt hour, and when we sell them electricity back, they pay us about 2 cents a kilowatt. But to buy it from an energy producing company that uses coal or some other natural gas or some other means of generation power, they pay them 5 cents a kilowatt. Actually, over 5 cents. But they only pay us 2 cents a kilowatt. So, in the John Galt way of doing business, I'm not going to give them one more kilowatt than I have to. Hence, our electric bill is $27. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheehan and me.
Hi, Vince. And hi,
hey.
Rich.
Hey, George.
I just wanted to say this. You know Alan Greenspan, who when he was the chairman of the Fed for all those years, I think he was under maybe five different administrations. They lost 72% of the value of the dollar under his stewardship of the Federal Reserve Board for our dollar. So anyway, I found out something interesting that at the same time that he was managing the American Federal Reserve, the American monetary system, he was also managing the up-and-coming Chinese monetary system. So right off the bat, I see a giant conflict, but he was like a one-worlder type anyway. And he reminded me, and I wasn't going to say this, but I won't say the name, but there's a certain Supreme Court justice that if you put them side by side, they look like a couple of cross-dressing twins, all right? I said it. I'm sorry, but no, maybe I'm not. Because, like I said, but what I'm saying is that they keep going back to Alan Greenspan like he's some sort of an expert, like he did such a wonderful job that, you know, we have to seek plums of wisdom from him about monetary and fiscal policies. And like you say, I worked for the federal government part of my career, and I worked in the state. And all I'm going to say is that instead of having like a slush fund to say, okay, look at, you saved this much money now. We're going to put this aside, and if the need arises next year or the year after, you'll be able to tap into this money you saved to offset any oversights that you may have had, you know, before. So I just wanted to say basically that, and like I said, with Remington, they followed Winchester, where they had a good line of product. The pre-64 Winchesters are all known for the most part, being really well made with quality materials. And and then the WizKids got a hold of the company, and they cheapened it out to make more money, and they ended up with basically a very inferior product. And at the same time, I think the last I heard about Winchester is that I think they had gone close to bankrupt, or let's just say they were a shadow of the company they once were.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Remington, and there are many posts on the internet that agree with what I'm about to say. Remington 22 long rifle cartridges are junk. They are unreliable. And you can chamber them, and you can point the rifle or pistol downrange, squeeze the trigger, and you hear a click. Now, what do you do after that? And what if you're teaching Boy Scouts how to shoot, and you've got eight guys lined up, and you hear a click, and then that guy wonders what happened? And it may go off in a second later, but you don't know. That's Remington. That's how far Remington has been.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George is with us in New Hampshire. Rich Evans with us in Montana. And for now, I'm in Missouri. We've been talking about Remington. George, I know that you pay attention to what's happening in firearms. Have you seen what I've been talking about, the Remington misfires of the 22 long rifle cartridges?
I haven't purchased the Remington brand, but I know that there were certain brands over the years that once were fairly reliable and then became known by the shooting community as being duds. And like you said, they have that term hang fire, that if you ever pull the trigger and the bullet doesn't discharge, don't immediately, I know you know this and I know Rich knows this, is that, you know, the hang fire, it could go off in 20 seconds, it could go off in 30 seconds. Always keep it pointed downrange in a safe direction. But like you say, it's like the word dud. This country was known for good old American know-how and the ingenuity. And now when you see so many things that are coming in that when all of us were in the working at different jobs coming up, we'd be conscientious that we wouldn't want to turn out a bad product knowingly. And yet you see people that whoever's in quality control just passing it by, because basically it's all kind of like a silent agreement that, in other words, the more we get outside of the factory, the more money we're going to get back in. To heck with the fact that the consumer might get stuck with a dud.
Okay, talking about duds, here's something that I was thinking about talking about today. I know someone who is planning on buying a 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. I looked up what is the cost of a headlight assembly. A used headlight assembly for a 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. $525 for one side, plus $25 shipping and handling. That's $550 for the headlight assembly on a 2019 Jeep. Then, the light bulbs are extra. And when you're talking about fleecing, wheels, if you want to buy a 20-inch wheel, a replica of the OEM Jeep wheel, one wheel for your Jeep, $859. That's in black. Now, if you want a chrome one, $1,079 for one, let me say it a different way, one wheel for your Jeep. And here's the point. If you buy a new car and it doesn't come with a spare tire and you get a flat one-third of the tread wear used on your tire, you're going to have to buy four new tires, or you'll destroy the all-wheel drive hardware. You'll destroy it. You'll destroy the transfer case. So instead of buying one tire, you're going to have to buy four. This is crazy, but this is where we are. And we've been led to slaughter. And it bothers me. It absolutely bothers me that this is happening. Can you imagine that? $1,079 for a wheel? For a Jeep? Actually, let me say it a different way. For a Fiat. Because Jeep is now owned by Fiat. Absolutely crazy. Now, if you had that same vehicle, Grand Cherokee, 2005, 6 or 7, 2005, 2006, 2007, and you wanted a used headlight assembly, $46. One-tenth, less than one-tenth the price of a 2019. You got to be nuts to buy a new car. Nuts.
Vince.
Well, Vince, when you look at the numbers of new car auto sales, I think most people are feeling the same way because the numbers are going down, the inventories are going up. It's very obvious.
One quick thing I'd like to share in closing. I was talking to a mechanic, and they say that they don't keep information on how to repair cars more than 10 years. Ford is saying, 10 years, that's it. We don't keep the information on how to fix those old Fords. And I was talking to another mechanic. If you have a vehicle over 8 years old, it's darn near impossible to get parts for it. George, very quickly.
Thank God for junkyards.
You bet. George, thanks so much for being with us. Rich Heaven, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And don't buy a new car.
Biochemistry determines your mood. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction.